Often after worship on Sundays, I head off to my daughter's cottage on Lac Réaume in Val-de-Mont. I sit for a while on the dock with Shannon and Trevor, catching up on the week and enjoying the peace and tranquility of the water and the trees. It all seeps into my bones and feeds my soul. As ever, when I am near rock and water, I feel incredibly close to God. I think Rebecca has a picture to show you there. And then I don my gear, put my kayak in the water, and start my weekly paddle around the bay and into the coves beyond. I head over to one of the small islands, slip around it, and on to the next before heading back. Thanks, Rebecca. I do all of this under the watchful eye of my daughter. I have heard her in the past call, "You've gone too far, Mom. I can't see you." She has expressed anxiety when I go around the island and out of sight. She says she waits with bated breath to hear a splash that might indicate that I have tipped over. She has even said that she's not coming to get me if I fall in, that I'll have to figure out how to get back on my own. All of this should fill me with terror. I will admit that I do offer a prayer when I first get into my little orange craft. You see, I'm not a strong swimmer, for reasons that I've told you before. It has taken pure determination for me to throw myself into the water weekly. I didn't learn to swim as a child. My mom was terrified of the water and transferred that fear to me. The deep, dark unknown of a lake and all that lies beneath the surface could completely overwhelm me if I let it. I never ventured into water over my head until my girls were big enough to be swimming out to the raft at the lake in the summer. I knew that if I wanted to join them, I'd have to overcome my fear. I took adult swimming lessons, and I failed. Really, I am a sinker, and I even scared my instructor. I go right to the bottom, and it takes me what feels like forever to resurface. I did learn, though, that if I gave a couple of good strong kicks, I could get myself to the side of the pool, but that still wasn't going to help me in the lake. So I donned a life jacket and spent the summers jumping off the raft with the girls, having a great time. In fact, one summer, with lots of encouragement and support, I slowly swam back to shore without my life jacket, but with a daughter on each side, just in case. These days, I end my paddle by putting my kayak up on the bank, diving into the water, life jacket firmly in place, and heading out for a swim. Shannon often joins me, and sometimes even the Irish setters from next door. The water has become a place less of fear and trepidation and more a place of family connection. Now, when I bought my kayak last year, all I had envisioned was the actual paddling around the lake. I did not factor in getting in or out of the craft. On my first try, Trevor came and held her steady as I attempted with great effort and absolutely no grace to get in. As I successfully started to push off, I could hear laughter coming from the dock. Shannon was holding the phone in conversation with her sister. She had just sent her a video of the whole experience, and they were having a high old time at my expense. It was the same when I had Trevor dump me out when I arrived back. I will tell you, I have made her delete the video. She promised. Well, you never know. With determination and quite a bit of stubborn pride, I have mastered getting in and out by myself unaided, paddling with no spills or tumbles. Well, until a couple of weeks ago. I had had a good long paddle. When I came back, Shannon showed it from the neighbor's dock, well out of sight, thank heaven. "Need Trevor to come and help, Mom?" I was struggling a bit, but I was not giving in. "No, thanks, I'm fine." I had come back a bit tired that day, and the bottom of the lake was soft from all of the pounding rain. As I swung my legs over the side and started to stand up, I lost my footing. The boat turned over, and I too landed upside down in the water. Still, I was not going to admit defeat. Somehow, I got the kayak resting up a bit on the shore, and I headed off for my swim over to where the kids were. When asked how everything went, I had to admit that I would need Trevor's help to get the kayak out completely and emptied of water. It was too heavy for me, and I couldn't do it myself. Those were hard words to say. I don't like admitting defeat. I don't like asking for help. I don't like being in a position where I can't do things for myself. And I don't think that I am alone in this. I think most of us are much better at giving help to others than in asking for help for ourselves. This feeling of standing in the soft, muddy bottom of a lake, holding a heavy, waterlogged boat, and realizing I can't do this alone is exactly where our scripture meets us today. In Matthew 14, the disciples find themselves trapped in a boat in the dark, early hours of the morning. They are miles from safety, getting battered by the waves and fighting a brutal headwind. Suddenly, they see Jesus walking right toward them on top of the water. Peter, acting on pure impulse and a sudden burst of faith, says, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you on the water." Jesus answers with just one word, "Come." So Peter steps over the edge of the boat. For a second, his footing is perfect. He actually does the impossible. But then, the Bible says he notices how strong the wind is. He panics. His focus shifts from Jesus to the storm, and he starts to sink like a stone, screaming out, "Lord, save me." Like me, in my orange kayak, Peter wanted to prove he could do it. He wanted to show he was strong, but the reality of the deep water caught up to him. We often give Peter a hard time for losing his nerve. But honestly, Peter represents exactly how often we feel today. We try to take a step of faith in our relationships, our careers, or our spiritual lives. We tell ourselves, "I've got this, I'm fine." But the second we step out, reality hits us like a wall. We look at our bank accounts, our medical diagnoses, our broken hearts, or our personal failures. We are drowning under a heavy workload or a secret anxiety, but our stubborn pride keeps shouting to everyone on the dock, "No thanks, I'm fine." Meanwhile, the boat is upside down and we are sinking right to the bottom. I think this exact sinking feeling is where Brian Dorkson's song, "The River," that Tanya and Camille and Keith beautifully sang for us, begins. The very first line is incredibly raw and honest. "To the river I am going, bringing sins I cannot bear." Notice that Peter didn't pray a long, perfect, eloquent prayer while he was going under. He didn't try to save face. He dropped the act and offered a desperate three-word cry, "Lord, save me." Both the scripture and my afternoon on Lac Réaume teach us the exact same lesson. We were never destined to carry our heaviest burdens by ourselves. When we start sinking in life, our natural human instinct is to hide our weakness. Society tells us to fake it. We put on a brave face at work, on social media, and honestly, even right here at church. We don't want to admit defeat. We don't want to ask for help. But fake confidence won't stop the waves from crashing in, and it won't empty the water out of a heavy kayak. Look at how Jesus responds the exact second Peter cries out. The Bible says, immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. Jesus didn't wait for Peter to go under completely. He didn't stand on the top of the water lecturing him about his lack of faith while Peter was gasping for air. He met him right in the middle of the mess. In the river, Dirksen writes about this exact moment of intersection. Precious Jesus, I am ready to surrender every care. Take my hand now. Lead me closer. Real peace starts when we stop fighting and just surrender. Surrender isn't quitting. It's simply letting go of the illusion that we can control everything. It is saying those hard words, I need help. It's admitting that our own strength has completely run dry and praying, take my hand now, because we can't get back to safety on our own. When we finally drop our heavy burdens into the river or the lake of God's grace, when we finally admit we need help, something incredible happens. We get our strength back. This is where the powerful truth of another of my favorite pieces of music, You Raise Me Up, connects perfectly with the story. You raise me up that I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to all that I can be. Now, think about what happened right after Jesus caught Peter. They didn't swim back to the boat. Instead, they walked together across the choppy, storm-tossed water. I think that this is the ultimate promise of our faith. God doesn't promise us a life of smooth sailing. He doesn't keep us from ever tipping over. But he promises to walk into the storm to find us. When we are exhausted, stressed, and ready to give up, he lifts us up. He gives us a resilience that is not our own. Just like having a daughter on either side of you in the deep water, or a son-in-law ready to lift the heavy boat onto the shore, God surrounds us with grace. He allows us to walk right through the exact trials that threaten to take us down. As we wrap up this morning, I want to ask you the same question I had to ask myself on the shoreline that Sunday afternoon. What is the heavy thing that you are trying to lift all by yourself today? What is the burden you brought through those doors this morning that you are secretly terrified is going to pull you under, but you're too proud to ask for help with? God asks that we always remember that we don't need to be perfect to step toward Jesus. We don't need a flawless record of faith. We don't even need to know how to swim. And if we are sinking, it is completely okay to admit it. Our invitation this morning is to let go of the heavy things we were never designed to carry. The exact same hand that caught Peter, the same grace that meets us in our weakness, is reaching out to catch us all right now, to help us find our footing, to lift us up to new heights. With Jesus and in his name, may it be so. Amen.